So, how can we know that we have done our best in a particular relationship? Because when say in a relationship, say a child doesn't work turn out well, then you may feel I did not do my best. But how can we know that? So you say hindsight is always the wise sight. Because after we have done something, we always know, okay, I could have done like this, I could have done like that, I could have done like that. So there is, even when we look back at the past, there can be learning from the past and there can be lamenting about the past. And the two are very different. The primary difference again is in the mode of goodness. Learning from the past is in the mode of goodness. Lamenting about the past is in the mode of ignorance. The primary difference in practical terms is that when we are lamenting about the past, it is our mind that is in control. And the mind just goes to the past. Hey, I did not do like this. Maybe I could have done like that. Maybe when they spoke this, I could have spoken this. Maybe I could have done that. The mind just goes round and round and round without coming to any tangible conclusions. And when we are lamenting, we neither get anything practical about what we can do to correct the situation. We basically, our mind eats us up entirely. Ma shuchaha, Krishna says again, don't lament. So, lamentation is definitely undesirable. Even if, say, we have not done our best, we have made some mistakes, even in that situation also, just thinking about the past and living in the past, that often disempowers us in doing something corrective in the present. So lamenting is undesirable. At the same time, we do want to learn from our past. Those who don't, they say that those who don't learn from the mistakes of history, they are supposed to repeat those mistakes. So the difference usually is that if you have to learn from the past, it is we are in a calm frame of mind. We are in control and we consciously take our thoughts to the past. And the first is, the mind is taking our thoughts to the past. So we are doing some work and at that time the mind goes to the past. We are trying to do something right now and at the same time we are talking with someone, hey, last time I talked like that, last time I did like that, last time I did like that. And we are talking at that time we are absent-minded, we are distracted or whatever. Basically, when we are lamenting, it adversely affects our contribution to the present. And that way, it also harms our future because we don't act in the present properly. That is undesirable. But when we want to learn from the past, we are overall in the mode of goodness. That means we feel calm, we feel peaceful. Say we do some nice devotional activities, we hear, we chant, and we get ourselves in a calm frame of mind. And then consciously, in a planned way, we direct our mind towards the past. And I think, okay, this was the situation. If I had done this, might it have been better? And what made me do this? Oh, maybe it was just that I was short-sighted, or maybe I was too much in an impulsive mood at that time, whatever. And we can calmly learn some principles for ourselves. And after we have learned the principles, just leave it there. There's no point in revisiting the past again and again. So, in a calm frame of mind, with we leading our mind to the past, not that our mind drags us back. And that's why, when we commit any mistake, it's often that the thought of the mistake eats us up so much that we end up committing multiple mistakes after that. So rather than doing that, we just try to distance ourselves from that situation, connect with Krishna, calm ourselves down, and then learn from it and move on. As far as doing our best, we could put it in two ways. We could say that we can never do our best. No matter what we do, we could always have done it better. And that mood can keep us in the mode of self-improvement. Srila Prabhupada was asked, how should we feel after we give a class? Prabhupada said, after class, we should feel, oh, I could have spoken that point. I should have spoken this example. I could have quoted this. Prabhupada said that, rather than thinking, I gave a wonderful class, everybody is appreciating. I am such a great speaker. Prabhupada said, no, I have a mood of loving. How could you have made the presentation better? So, that is, so thinking that I have not done my best, that can keep us in a learning and self-improving. That's one way of looking at it. Another point is that in that particular situation, with that particular attitude or with that particular disposition, we did what we did. And we had reasonably good intentions. That was the best we could have done in that situation. So we just accept that and move on. There's no point in analyzing too much whether we did our best or not. Because We can't change the past. And when we say there's nothing to lament, when things are beyond, Prabhupada says that there's nothing to lament, when things are beyond human control, that essentially means that if something has happened, then we did something, and by some factors maybe we caused, but on some factors beyond our control also, then something has gone wrong. We just leave it at that. It's always very important for us to, no matter whatever be the problem, whether it is caused by others, whether it is caused by us, the most important principle in bhakti is that we should be encouraged in our bhakti. If we are becoming discouraged, then bhakti is a voluntary activity. If you become discouraged, we'll give it up. So even when someone is correcting us, even when we are correcting someone, at the end of that correction, at the end of that chastisement also, people should feel encouraged. People should not feel discouraged. Because if they just feel discouraged, what is the reason for going on in bhakti? So being encouraged is very important. And if thinking about the past is discouraging us, then we can think about other things in the past, or think about the positive things in the present, and make sure that we are encouraged. And then we can learn from the past. So our enthusiasm, our encouragement is our most important asset in bhakti. And we should never lose that. No, whether it is because of whatever mistakes we have made in our life, whether it is because of whatever wrong we made, even if it has some terribly wrong activity, still, we should not give up our enthusiasm. Because once we lose enthusiasm, then we give up bhakti. And then whatever we could possibly do to correct the situation in the future, that also we decrease the chances of doing that. So even if it's our own mistakes, still we don't even dwell on it so much that it discourages. In one sense, anything, you know, you normally think of temptation in terms of, say, lust or anger or greed. That is because it directly takes us away from Krishna. It makes us act in anti-devotional ways. Yes, that is temptation. But in another sense, so if say I am here, some sense object is here, and Krishna is here. So if a sense object is taking me away from Krishna, that is, I understand it is a temptation and it is mine. But temptation can come another way also, that if something comes between me and Krishna and that stops me from going away from going towards Krishna, then that is anything that obstructs our progress towards Krishna, that is a temptation. So if that is coming between me and Krishna, I should know this is also a temptation. And that, we should avoid that. So sometimes we may have done something wrong and we may feel guilty about it. Guilt also should, ideally speaking, say this is a this is some sense object, I am here, Krishna is here. Guilt should come here, between the sense object and me. Now guilt acts like a protector for us. Because I know if I do this, it's wrong, I should not do it. So guilt is meant to protect us by coming between us and some sense object, so that we don't indulge in it. But Maya can act so cunningly that guilt, instead of coming here, it comes here, between us and Krishna. Means we are guilt, we feel, oh, I did that wrong thing. And therefore, what is the use of practicing? Well, no. If I did something wrong, it's like saying, oh, I am so sick, what is the use of going to a doctor? No, if I am so sick, I need to go to the doctor all the more. And if I am thinking that I am so sick, then there is no what is the use of going to the doctor. And that is complete misunderstanding of the nature of sickness. So anything that comes between us and Krishna, we should know that is Maya. So even if it is thoughts of how I made mistakes in the past in my bhakti, if that is making us disheartened in bhakti, we should know that is Maya. Yes, we want to learn from our mistake, but we want to learn in such a way that we are enthused in our bhakti, not that we are disheartened in our bhakti. So by calmly introspecting and looking at what we could have done and drawing some principles from that, we move onwards in our life. And then if the mind tries to go back to the past and eat us up, why did I do that, why did that happen? Just recognize that this is a memorable mind and try to pull it back to the discussion. Does it answer the question?